For those of you that I don't know yet, I am Amy Baker, and I've been on our counseling staff coming up on 40 years. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard for me to believe. Like, I've been doing this for almost 40 years. So, but anyway, it is a blessing from God that I've gotten to do it. So I have been around for a while. I'm glad I get to be with you guys today now. So let's pray and just ask God to help us as we sit through another session, okay? Lord, thank you that you are the best. Thank you that you made us with limits to show your glory. Lord, as we think about the fact that that's the way you made us, as we just reflect on those truths during this hour together, would you use this to position us to just marvel even more at you, that you are a God who uses weak creatures to display your strength and your power and your marvelousness. So, would you allow that to be the effect of today and then take all the praise and the glory and the honor from it? Because that's what we want it to be about. Your praise and your honor and your glory, because you're the worthy one. We love you so much. Thank you. Amen. All right, so let me just preface this session by pointing out that I do recognize that we're to be stewards of our productivity. And we will be accountable before God for growing and changing. God's word clearly talks about the Christian life using terms like race and warfare. We are to make every effort to be found spotless and blameless in God's sight. So a session on overcoming and growth and labor would be valuable, but that's not this session. In this session, I want to look at the other side of the coin. We are limited. We are grass-like and dusty. So as you listen to this session, keep in mind there is another side of the coin, overcoming, but that's not going to be our focus today. Our focus this hour is going to be on living with limits. So let's just begin by, there we go. Okay, let's talk about a description of the problem and suffering. Jen Wilkin, in her book, None Like Him, 10 Ways God is Different from Us, begins chapter 4, Self-Sufficient, this way. She said, in 1989, the advertising world met a new icon in the form of a pink, furry, drum-playing bunny. Sporting blue flip-flops and shades, the Energizer Bunny marched across TV screens and billboards, accompanied by the tagline, do you all remember what it was? It just keeps going and going and going, yep. Indicate the seemingly endless supply of life we could expect from an Energizer battery. No need for a recharge or a replacement. That little pink rodent was a self-sustaining dynamo. So successful was the